My name is Rourke. You are listening to Wide Open Spaces, and today, live in the studio, a great local songwriter and performer put out an EP in late 2010. She showed up here today with a new sound, a new band, and a whole new project I didn't know anything about, but she's going to tell us all about that and more. Chloe Martin, what's happening today? Wait, something's not right. Let's try that again. All right, now go.
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on now. Sorry. Working out some kinks. That's the story of my life.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good to see you. I haven't seen you in quite some time.
I know. It's been a while.
You booked this, and you showed up with a whole bunch of folks, and I thought you were working.
I told you very little about it.
Yeah, you did. It was a total surprise. Last time we talked, you were currently working on a new CD, but that's all been put on the back burner for this new project.
Yeah, you know.
So tell us what's going on and introduce everybody in the band.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. I mean, there's a CD I've been working on to put out as a follow-up from the Summer Spent album from 2010 that you mentioned. Life changes and other things become more important as you meet more people and you really discover really inspiring other musicians and acts. So I hooked up with Luke Lucas, who's here in studio with me, and we're really taking on this project as something that he's created to revive songs that he wrote, I don't know, a couple years back?
About 3 years ago.
Yeah, so this has just been like a super exciting project. So I'm here with me. This is not the Chloe Martin thing. This is a compilation and a collaborative effort led by Luke Lucas. So Luke Lucas is here with me in studio, and he'll talk more about the project. And then we're also joined by Doug Falk with Free Radicals, who's joined us on bass here. So you'll hear that in a little bit. And then as well, and I performed with her as well a lot. My twin sister, Beth Martin, we do a lot of duet acoustic shows and melodies. It happened a lot more a couple years back than more recently, because I've kind of taken on the shows and the Chloe Martin band a little bit more. There's a little bit more momentum there. So we've revived that as well. And here we are. And you know, we're super excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Anytime.
And
Absolutely. It's,
you know, this is really for us to promote and showcase what we're going to be doing tomorrow night. So I'll let Luke, if you want to talk a little bit more about what we're doing here.
Sure. Yeah, well,
my
name's Luke Lucas. I've been performing under Luke Lucas for really the better part of around 7 years around Houston. And when I first got started playing the Houston scene, I did play just an acoustic guitar. One of the mainstays I had was the old Super Happy Funland that we all know and love from the Heights days. But I did a lot of kind of bedroom recording, a lot of stuff with analog four-track stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded this album called The Hand from Texas. And I was really proud of the work. It was very focused. It was had kind of a rootsy folk gospel blues sound, with just obviously kind of an updated attitude or edge. And like a lot of projects, I recorded the whole thing, and that kind of sat dormant for a while. So maybe about 3 months ago, I did a soft release of the record. And you know, on the side, I had been working with Chloe at a number of shows. We had played songs together. I supported her songs. She supported some of mine. But then I got the idea that the material I recorded from the Hand from Texas album really needs a full band to fill it out. I can't do that as a solo artist, and I don't want it to be something that, like, it's a song here, a song there. I really wanted to kind of present all the material, and so that's why we kind of solidified the project that we're doing, and we're actually calling the whole band the Hand from Texas.
Okay, so this is the Hand from Texas band live in the KPFD studio. Luke, you grew up here in town?
That's right. I grew up in the 1960s. Here of Houston, and I've been living in the loop for about 10 years now, and absolutely love Houston, Texas, and this is the best place to be.
Tell folks about one of your earlier bands called the Frobots.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. The very first band that I was ever in a project with a good friend of mine, Nabu Abraham, who I know him from second grade, it was actually a hip-hop band called the Frobots, and that was the first live performance I ever did, and it was a lot of fun. It's kind of an old-school throwback sound that maybe, you know, large influences of Beastie Boys and a lot of other old school stuff, like obviously Run DMC and Eric B and Rakim and all that kind of stuff. And so, and I still have definitely a hip hop flavor to what I do. The Hand from Texas just happens to be the kind of current iteration, but
okay.
I can never put the mic down.
There are no hip hop elements in the Hand from Texas.
Not in the Hand from Texas. Not at all. Yeah, I'm not going to be beatboxing or anything.
So, would you beatbox with a guitar?
I've done that. that's actually what my act has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, again, hanging it up for good.
Right.
It's just the flavor of the season is Ham from Texas. So.
Okay. And what's Data versus Data?
Data versus Data is actually was the first band that I was ever in, and that was all original material that we performed. They had a really great time, and it seems like all the projects that I've ever been involved in have kind of been this spectrum of sounds, spectrum of styles, spectrum of kind of influences, and I think that's just a sign of our times. As an artist in today's world, it's there's a temptation to focus on one thing. There's also a temptation to kind of explore all of it because we have it all at our. We could hear all of it now. We could explore all of it and love all of it. Having said all that, and Data versus Data was very diverse. Having said all that, I am more than excited to finally be at a place where I can share this music with my bandmates and really kind of focus on a sound and hone a certain aesthetic that we're going for. I mean, there's just so much richness in the kind of tradition of music, and this project really is our kind of attempt or our way of being a part of that tradition and being influenced by that tradition and contributing to it. It's almost like it's part of the cultural soup, and we feel like we're getting nourished by that soup, but we're also adding to that.
Yeah.
So
it's like returning to the roots, you know, returning to kind of the very basic, you know,
the elements, what started
sound,
it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And Beth? This is your first time at KPFT?
Hey, Rourke. I've actually been in this studio with Corey, I think, I don't know, twice
back
before?
In 2008, 2009, we did Night Sounds, I think was the program that was called, like, super early, 3 o'clock in the morning program. And
oh, you're right.
I haven't been with Rourke. I've been on...
Yeah, you haven't been on Wide Open.
I've been in the studio twice before.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, your sister was telling me that you guys started singing together at 2.
Basically, when we discovered that we had vocal cords,
you guys started singing.
We were just singing in the womb, actually.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, the womb. Swimming in the womb, singing in the womb.
And you grew up in Dallas as well, and you've been in Houston for 8 years or so?
Yeah, Corey and I basically are attached at the hip, but we're not Siamese twins.
Okay.
No, but yeah, we grew up in Dallas, moved to Austin, moved to Houston. We're Houstonians. This is our city.
Very nice. Well, glad to have you in the studio. Yeah. And Doug, can you hear me, my man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
You're from St. Louis, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and how long you been in town?
I've been in town for about 7 years. I moved down here because I knew one person down here, and he was more exciting than all of the city of St. Louis. So I really love it here. I'm planning on staying here indefinitely, and I'm involved in a lot of projects in town, and I hooked up with Lucas some years back and never thought to collaborate with him for some stupid reason, but then just randomly I started talking to him helping me out on my solo project, and I'm gonna help out on his.
Okay, very nice. Doug, tell us about your solo project.
My solo project is called Nonsense Music. It's kind of like singer songwriter meet outsider musician. I also do some hip hop. I'm working on like a hip hop version of Nonsense Music.
Okay.
It's going to be really weird. Kind of like performance art, theater. It's an hour long piece that is two different people changing personas through the whole thing.
Wow, when can I see this live?
As soon as I finish.
All right, all right. Well, keep us posted. You might have to come in the studio and do some kind of radio version of that that performance. We'll see what we can do. We've got a great band in the studio called The Hands from Texas.
The Hand.
Yeah, The Hand.
The
yeah.
Hand
what's
from
the word?
Texas.
We're all one hand.
Tell, where did you get this name from? Oh, of course, it used to be the title of your last record.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
But
well, okay,
where'd that come from?
The name came from, I mean, I always have, there's at least, let's say, 20% of my music, there's kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing, and The Hand from Texas actually is a song that I've actually never played for them before, and
really?
It's a very Texan-sounding song. It's like Texas country, you know, that kind of thing, and the kind of hook of the song is, "Won't you shake my Texas hand?" And so the song, I was like, I don't want to call it "Shake My Texas Hand." I think The Hand from Texas conjures up a certain image that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And it just kind of stuck. I think that I love Texas. I'm you know, Texan, born and raised, tried and true. And so any band name with Texas in the title, I think, is already kind of on its way to success. but there's something about The Hand. What is The Hand from Texas? What does it mean to you? It can mean a lot of different things. And I incidentally, not to pull in the old project in, but even Data versus Data, like the name was very intentional. traditionally, however you pronounce it is the right way to pronounce it. I like to say it's an interactive name because it doesn't have one meaning. It's whatever meaning you want to derive from it, kind of thing.
Okay, so this song has so much impact on this group right here, you know, but they've never heard the song. So what's the philosophy there?
Well, it's kind of, I don't know if it's a philosophy or a dysfunction that I have. As Luke Lucas, I mean, I don't even want to count how many albums and songs that I have that very limited people hear. And that's another reason why this is this current band is very it's an inaugural thing in a lot of different ways. Not only is it the first time for me to play original music with a full band in at least 4 or 5 years since Data versus Data, but it's also kind of symbolic, if you will, of me showing some of this stuff that I've kind of kept private for a long time. And so while some of the songs were written 3 years ago and they might sound like they were written 30 years ago, there's this new kind of energy and vitality with approaching other musicians, especially musicians as accomplished and respectable as who I'm very privileged to have performing with me.
Okay, very nice. Well, let the cat out of the bag. Let's hear it.
Cool. All right, this first song is called Water.
Very nice. The Hand from Texas right here at KPFT Houston playing tomorrow night at Cons on the rooftop.
That's right.
Of course,
all right,
yeah.
Very cool. Now, any other gigs lined up besides that one?
This is the launch show, and we certainly don't want to take away from this one in particular. We don't have anything set up, but we were just talking last night about what that next step's going to be,
mm-hmm.
and there's definitely going to be something coming very soon for the follow-up show.
Yeah,
and
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned,
stay
for
tuned.
Sure.
All right. Hey, Chloe, did you move to town to go to Rice?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
And you played soccer there,
mm-hmm.
for quite some time.
Yeah, and Beth transferred, so she went to Northwestern for a year, and she transferred to Rice after freshman year.
Okay.
So we've both been in Houston. I've been in Houston since 2004, she since 2005, and you know, we call it home now.
Cool.
So.
I was checking out your soccer stats
Were
the other
you?
Day. You're quite the badass.
Hey, well, the program was developing. It's really come a long way. So that was a lot of the draw for me, was I wanted to come in a leadership kind of game-changing position. So that was really a big reason why I joined. And then knew we would get a lot of value out of Beth joining, too. And Beth came in, became captain, and just led the team through the rest.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was an awesome experience. Really, really great soccer program that Rice has, and they've been improving a lot. So folks should totally check them out when they play. It's a great team.
What's actually really sad is that Friday is our Rice alumni weekend. So all of our old teammates are actually going to be in town for the game tomorrow, and they're hopefully going to come after the game to the show at Cons, and that would be really great because, you know, they knew that Corey was singing and we would sing together, so, you know, they've always known that we've been musical. But
that'd be great. You'll see a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time.
Right, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, we kind of wanted to say a little bit more about the show tomorrow. Because
sure,
it's,
please.
It's a, yeah.
You're missing a drummer, I know that. He'll be there
we
tomorrow.
We are missing a drummer, yeah. But do you want to kind of talk about it, Luke? Because
yeah. We've
got a special guest that I think really kind of brings this show full center in terms of the core of The Hand from Texas, what we're trying to do, and just how this is just really a celebration of this type of music and this sort of playful roots kind of style.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, this will be the third time that that we put on a show on the rooftop at Cons, and each time has gotten just more and more exciting. It's really like a very community feel, which is why it's so appropriate we're at KPFT promoting it. But this will be our third one, like I said, and we have a very special guest. I actually went on tour a couple years ago, and this is actually going to be another kind of funny part of the story. I went on a tour in Italy, and the tour was actually called The Hand from Texas Tour. But how many songs from The Hand from Texas would you guess that I played on that tour? I'd guess the correct answer is zero. Kind of interesting. Again, it's I don't know what you want to call that. Maybe you could be my psychologist after this show's over.
We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, yeah. Make a referral, right?
I don't know if you want to do that on the air.
Yeah. But when I was in Italy, and the people that I was on tour with exposed me to this German artist called the Dad Horse Experience, and I was just completely floored the moment that I heard him. He has he often plays with a full band, but he has his primary instrument is a banjo. He plays one of those foot bass pedals, and he's very prominent on the kazoo as well as his lead instrument. And his music is very interesting because it's completely traditional Southern gospel style of music. It's very much about redemption. It's about sinning. It's about the Lord. It's about all these kind of things. It's not religious music in any specific dogmatic way, but it's very spiritual feeling. It's just about like, it's about hell and back, if you will, you know. This is probably about 3 months ago, I checked out his Facebook, and he said, we're announcing U.S. tour dates. And I was like, what do we have to do to get him to come to town, to Houston? And so I looked on his schedule. He was playing Austin, and I think he's playing San Antonio on Saturday the 14th. He's playing Austin on Sunday the 15th. There were no Houston dates. And then I looked at the fact that him being a gospel singer and Friday the 13th was available, it was just kind of serendipitous that it worked out that way, but it's so appropriate for Dad Horse that he'd be playing Houston on Friday the 13th. Another interesting kind of tidbit about the show that I think makes it so special is he very much is obviously inspired by the music of the American South. Again, Southern, Western, kind of country, bluesy, gospel music, but he's never been in Texas. So this is going to be, tomorrow's show is going to be his very first time in Texas, and that's another reason why I'm so happy that we can officially welcome him to a Lone Star stage.
Sure.
You know?
So will he open or will he play with you guys, or how's that going
to
work?
I would love if he play with us. I haven't actually been able to talk to him directly. I've only talked to the person who's setting up the tour for him. But he's going to, you know, he's our out-of-town guest. We want to give him the prime spot. And so the way that it's going to work is the show's going to open with Chloe and Beth actually playing a few songs, just the two of them, which is always a treat. I mean, if I'm sure that a lot of folks who are listening to this have heard them perform before, but when the two of them sing, and there's something about siblings singing together, there's something even more special when they're twins who are singing together, because their voices just I could go spend a whole radio program talking about how beautiful their voices are and why I feel so honored to have them supporting this project. But anyway, they're going to open the show. Followed by them, we have Sand Dollar Swing, which is another duo. It's just a guy and an acoustic guitar and an upright bass player, and they play a lot of really great. They play a lot of great covers, honestly. Mississippi John Hurt, a lot of Delta Blues kind of stuff, and they have some originals as well. Dad Horse is going to follow them up as a solo show, and then the Hand from Texas is going to kind of close out the night.
Very cool. Now, we can't talk about how much it is, but it will not cost you $10 to get in.
It will not cost you $10 to get in, and it's another number that's that has kind of a lucky connotation.
There you go. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. And what time does the two ladies start singing tomorrow?
We start at 9.
Okay.
9 p.m.
Very nice.
So.
Now, if people have never been to Cannes, tell them a little bit about that. It's up on a roof of a parking garage?
Yeah, so Cannes, I always get this mixed up, but it's Cannes Coffee Wine Arts Dart.
Yeah, that's it.
If you will, and it's attached to a little strip center off of Milam in Midtown.
Okay.
Really fantastic owner, Con kind of set up this place, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago? Maybe, I'm not sure.
It's actually a little longer than that, but it's just been growing.
It's just a really fantastic, small little bar, and they've got access to a rooftop parking lot that's attached to it that has, I think, arguably the best view of downtown Houston as a backdrop to any type of event.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, folks from KPFT, Rhonda and Phil from Radioactive have done an event there on the rooftop. And Con is also such a community-oriented person. I mean, again, I gravitate towards those types of people, and you really want to share music with those types of people. And there are so many of them, too. So.
And there's a nice breeze.
And the mosquitoes don't fly that high. Hey, when you talk to Con on Friday, tell him about KPFT's club calendar, and he needs to start putting his gigs here. So because he's not listed here.
We'll do.
So we need to find out more about his gigs we can talk about it.
Yep.
It's one of the most legit environments in Houston, especially for people who are just in the community, who are in the art. I mean, he is. I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio, but I kind of call him Uncle Con because he kind of seems like he's like just a lover of the arts, and he has his venue that he kind of says, you know, not do whatever you want with it, but it's kind of like, this is your space, this is our space, we all kind of are co-creators of this, and so whenever we thought about doing all of these shows, but in particular this one, Cons is the only place that we ever considered doing this.
Very cool.
And that's
with the parking lot, you can park in just the front area, or you could take the garage up, and, you know, they've got a couple benches out there, but a lot of people kind of bring folding chairs and blankets even. Cause that's the kind of feel, and there's sort of a makeshift beer shed out there, so people don't have to go down to Cannes to buy it. They can buy beer or any other drinks, up there. So it's the third time doing it. We're super excited about it, especially since we are introducing this project that we all have been so excited to work on together over the past couple weeks, months, you know, what have you. So.
Well, and I'd be remiss to mention one more key element of the show that I think contributes to its just the ambiance is we also have a visual art show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also a filmmaker, and so I've curated and worked with other local filmmakers to contribute original content so that as the bands are playing, it's not like in sequence with the music or anything, but
it's just some cool shots and stuff going on in the
beautiful,
background.
Beautiful visualizations, and this one I've been very specific to hone the visuals to represent the sound that we're all presenting, kind of like a rustic kind of a I don't even know all of what we're going to see because some of the filmmakers haven't shown it to me yet, but I absolutely it's the fifth Beatle, if you will, of the whole success of the show. It's really a part that makes it. In addition to this beautiful music, wonderful environment, nice atmosphere, you just see these visuals that'll just kind of blow you away.
Well, sure, and Dad Horse will be there as well.
That's
you got
right.
The soccer girls coming
That's
in
right.
town.
That's right.
It's a world premiere of this band playing together. It's going to be one heck of a night.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, let's entice folks with another song.
Cool. This one's
camera on.
we're recording this show, so this next song is called Tuesday, and it's actually all the songs that we play, it's the first one that was written kind of chronologically, so this one's pretty old.
Very nice. The Hand from Texas, live in the KPFT studio. Thank you.
McLean is tied in, double credit. Take your debt and go to the nearest jail. The sophisticated, glad you made it. Almost faded ghost you thought you killed. Woohoo. I don't wait for Mr. Tuesday. I can't wait until the news day. I'm gonna mess around. We're going up and down. I don't wish I had your wishes. I'm gonna count up all the fishes. I got a lot to sell, but even more to tell. Wah-ah-ooh. I'm the need to scribble, double dribble, broken middle fiend, I got worlds to go. I can't stand the stillness of open illness, a clever skillness, how I want to know. Woo-hoo. I don't wait for Mr. Tuesday. I can't wait until the news day. I'm gonna mess around. We're going up and down. I don't wish I had your wishes. I'm gonna count up all the fishes. I got a lot to sell, but even more to tell. Wah-ah-ooh. I wait no more.
I wait no more.
I want the best to tell you. I wish I had all of your bad. I want the best to tell you. I'm the needless scribble, double dribble, broken little fiend. I got to tell.
Ghost, you thought that you could call
them. The sophisticated, glad you made it. Almost faded ghost, you thought you could.
Dead and gone now.
Woo-hoo.
Ghost, you thought that you could call them down.
I don't wait for Mr. Tuesday. I can't wait until the news day. I'm gonna mess around. We're going up and down. I don't wish I had your issues. I'm gonna count up all the fishes. I got a lot to sell, but even more to tell. Wah-ah-ooh.
Love it. Can't wait to get the CD. When are you guys going to the studio?
Yeah, we got to schedule it.
So. No, we're not going to schedule it. We're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Sounds like that's the next band meetings. What is next? You guys have all gotten excited about this one gig. Did you? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's going to happen. And I mean, I am very, very pleased with the album that I self-produced as
sure.
Luke Lucas. And I often, in fact, when I started this project, I think this is the intro I gave to Corey, who I approached initially with it. If I was struck by lightning today, then that album would be what I consider the peak or the most cherished piece of music that I ever kind of contributed to the cosmos, if you will. But I love this new energy that's being introduced to it, and so I imagine that the album that we put together will be largely comprised of many of the same songs as that. But there's new stuff that we're performing. There's new stuff that we have a couple covers. In fact, that's the next song that we would like to play. There's material, obviously, that I would kind of dust off and bring from the back catalog that completely fit with the nature of this project. And I'm really looking forward to whenever we start in the space creating completely original music. Mm-hmm. Of course, as you can hear, it's very traditional sounding. And that's our almost way of, again, paying respect to the culture that got us to kind of where we are today. I mean, all this music that we're influenced by, this kind of roots music, is in the DNA of all American music, and of course it's kind of a global thing now, and we just love to be a part of that. So that's a very long answer to a very short question, but I absolutely know that we will record this material proper and give it the respect that it's due, and you know, probably press it to vinyl. That seems the most appropriate way to listen to music like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, definitely.
And but really, we just want people to hear it, and just, you know, the show tomorrow night is going to be a perfect showcase of that.
Now, doing film on the side, do you have a video or a song picked out that you can't wait to put a video to?
Well, honestly, I would say that last song that we did is one of my favorites, and it's one I have kind of funny little anecdotal story about it. I remember I was sitting at my grandma's house one day, and I just started kind of playing that little riff on the guitar, and my grandmother is still a very healthy woman, but you know, she's up there in the years, and so but I remember her kind of sitting up and kind of like looking over at me like, "What are you playing?" That has like such a kind of a infectious kind of rhythm that you just kind of want to move to, and not that I would base it on not that I would base the song we do a video on how it's been received, but that's a song that seems like a perfect one.
If you can get Granny to tap her foot and dance,
there you go.
Gotta be doing something,
you
know, right.
That's right.
We've got the hand from Texas live in the KPFT studio playing at Cons tomorrow night. Should be a very special evening. And can't wait to hear more from you guys. So let's do it. What's this cover song we're going to hear?
It's called "All the Good Times Are Past and Gone."
All right. And, and I'm not familiar with that. Who originally did that?
I'm actually going to have to defer to my phone here in a minute. Because it's been covered a million different... Not, I shouldn't say a million different times.
It's like an old traditional folk song?
Exactly. It's okay. Hard for me to find the sources.
Sure.
You know, because... and I actually kind of like that. I mean, it's not a cop-out in saying I don't know who wrote it originally, but... A lot of times I'm listening to stuff even from like Lead Belly. I'm listening to all these greats, and I don't want to say that there aren't people writing original music, but it's kind of like, it seems like it's so much more than that. It's almost culturally original, but how do we really own something that's like that? And this song is actually the first song. Whenever I first fell in love with this song, and at that time I was just working with Chloe, I was like, we have to
I
play
remember
this song.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the moment when you showed me this song.
Yeah.
We were driving in the car to go camping.
It was for a show that you had.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right, because we were doing weddings a little bit together, just do a little kind of romantic duo harmony stuff. But he played this song while we're driving together, and we both were just like, done.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Like,
gotta
this
do
is it.
Now, the one that you played in the car, who did that version, do you know?
That's, we don't know.
No, okay. It's from this compilation that I have that, and I'm kind of ashamed to say this on the air, but was one of those things that I just kind of got off the internet, and so the kind of liner notes or the track listing of it was horrible.
Okay.
I mean, and I hate when that happens, because I'm like, I really want to seek more from this artist, but it was, I do understand that it was a husband and wife duo who kind of at least made it popular.
Okay. Well, you know, we got some smart listeners, so once you start singing it, maybe we'll get some calls and some people who can figure it out.
I am sure.
Know where it came from.
I would love that.
All right. Well, we'll hear it, and I'll go to the phones, and this is The Hands from Texas tomorrow night over at Cons.
Times are past and gone, all the good times are o'er. All the good times are past and gone, darling, don't you weep no more. I wish to the Lord I'd never young. I never sparkling blue eyes, or earn your lion's heart. All the good times are past and gone, and all the good times are o'er. All the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more. Don't you see that passenger train is coming around the bend? Take me away from this lonesome town, never to return again. And all the good times are past and gone, and all the good times are o'er. And all the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more. Don't you see that lonesome dove is flying from pine to pine? Mourning for his own true love, just like I mourn for mine. All the good times are past and gone, and all the good times are o'er. And all the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more. Come back, my own true love. Stay a while with me. If ever I had a friend in this world, you've been a friend to me. All the good times are past and gone, and all the good times are o'er. And all the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more. And all the good times are past and gone. All the good times are o'er. And all the good times are past and gone. Little darling, don't you weep no more.
Yeah. Hand, the hand from Texas, live in the KPFD studio. Fantastic. That was beautiful. As a matter of fact, as you finish the song, now the phones are ringing right now. But I do have some information about that song, thanks to General Manager Dwayne Bradley here at KPFD. Hey, Dwayne, you did a little research on that tune?
Yeah, I did. I did. I was struck by it, so I did a quick Google, and first name that came up was Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Very nice.
And that's a good country version of Kingston Trio also. Had a popular run with this tune. And it was written by a guy named Walter Terry.
Or Jerry Walter.
Jerry Walter.
There you go.
I got most of the letters right. And I couldn't really find out much more about him, even how to pronounce his name.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Jerry Walter wrote that tune.
And so I saved you a little work on the phone there.
I do appreciate that. And it speaks to kind of the mythology of the song, that there's so many there's so many kind of people who've been a part of its history. So
and you know, you're in the room where Dr. Ralph Stanley himself, not too many years ago, right after Old Brother,
he was promoting that show Down from the Mountain and at the Woodlands, came into the KZFP
studios.
Came
in, and right where y'all are now, he cracked loose on a rendition of Oh Death.
He played that live in the studio, and man, just him by himself doing Oh Death was just unreal. So great time. So that was cool that there's a little Ralph Stanley connection to that song. So you'll have to look up his version when you get home, and maybe even the Kingston Trio, but it goes back even further than that. So thanks, Dwayne, for doing a little homework for us.
Oh, hey, enjoying it. I want to find out more about Rice Soccer, too.
Well, just show up there tomorrow night. You're a big Dynamos fan, too, right?
Absolutely.
So is this guy. He's got season tickets.
Let's go to a game.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All
right. Well, now you got the connection. Yeah. There you go. Hey, what's Andrew doing these days?
Oh, you know, it's been a while since I've connected with him directly. He's continuing to kick butt and take names.
Cool.
So.
Well, he's coming in about a couple. Sometime this month, I think he's going to be here.
Awesome.
Nothing I can pick to tease him about or anything? We'll talk off the air.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that face. She's like, don't put me on the spot. It wasn't me. And what about the Alley Cat? You still doing shows over there?
Yeah. Still doing shows at Alley Cat every fourth Thursday there.
Okay.
So we start up around 7:30 and pretty much go till 10. It's
that's the twins?
Beth joins me. That's actually more Corey Martin and Corey Martin Band. And Beth is starting to join more since we're sort of reinvigorating where we kind of started out back in 2008. I mean, and even before that, again, since we were 2 years old, we've always sung harmony and duets together and have just, I mean, it's always been a special experience. So, yeah, but Alley Cat Bar every fourth Thursday. Let me just say also, like, another business that I fully support and love just in terms of the ownership and the theme and sort of the feeling that they want to get out of their place, how community-oriented, again, they are. Isn't it called, don't they have like Midtown on Main?
Yeah, Main is the whole block, and there's so many good things.
It's the Continental Complex,
the Continental
right?
Club, yeah, okay. Like Double Trouble, all that stuff.
It's right next to the Big Top, I think, kind of
right
behind it.
Yeah.
It backs up to the Breakfast Club,
yeah.
It's
exactly.
Right there.
I mean, just that whole little, block is just magical.
Yeah.
And the things are just crazy, like, changing over there for the better. And the Alley Cat Bar is just the latest sort of new, you know, it was part of that business that kept getting bought and sold and the names change and that sort of thing. So now it's the Alley Cat Bar, and it just,
I'm super excited to be a part of it. Corey, her name is Corey, the owner of that, she's just also phenomenal. One of the most kind of genuine and legit people in Houston. We're really lucky to have people who own venues and own bars who have that kind of mindset, who are about...
support our music.
Music and art and culture more than just, you know, trying to just fill the bar at no matter what the cost.
Sure. Mm-hmm. This is a kick-ass town, and that's great that people are supporting and amazing music.
That's right.
Beth, write a song, all right, would you?
I know. I totally feel like an afterthought. I'm so excited to be here. The material, just to kind of echo what everybody's been talking about, Luke is just... I admire my twin sister so much for what she's already accomplished herself. But Luke has been such an exciting person to get to know, and, you know, just his ability to write music is
phenomenal.
I need to write music, but when I've got people like Corey Martin and Luke is, it's like, all right, guys, just leave the room and let me kind of cry for a second.
Right.
And then let me gather myself and then,
I remember the first time that it's kind of a funny story, but the first time Beth heard the Hand from Texas album, she was over at my place and we were playing it, and she was actually kind of mad at me. She's kind of like, what's to do with this?
Like why don't you share your talent?
Exactly. Yeah, practically stormed out of the house because she was like,
upset.
And then the next day we had practice, so, you know, it worked out.
Well, you did something right when she heard it, so she joined the band just like that.
Yeah.
And Doug, I can't wait to hear your solo project. Make sure I get a copy, and we'll see if we can get you to change characters live in the KBFT studio one day. All right?
Do.
All right, sounds good. And Luke, nice to meet you. Thanks
very
for
nice
coming in today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear the full sound. Corey, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
You guys have a fantastic time tomorrow night at Con. Starts at 9 o'clock. And I would imagine, since this project is so new, there's no website yet.
Well, I actually have the Hand from Texas registered. I just there's no site up there right now.
Okay. But your website is?
My website is lukelucas.com.
Okay.
Lucas spelled with a K.
All right. And Corey, you got one too?
Yep. Corey Martin, just look me up.
Cool. All right. Yep. You guys have a great show tomorrow night.
Thanks.
That's pretty much it. I told you it'd take 30 minutes, and look at it. We've been here almost an hour. Had a lot of fun with you guys today, and I'm sure that you're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night with all those folks that show up at Con. So you guys have a great afternoon.